Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
All the Brave Fellows by James L. Nelson
and read by
John Lee. I am now applying myself with all diligence to the business of the Navy Board, but I think it peculiarly unhappy that we enter on this business when the circumstances of the fleet are far from being such as promises any hope that we can gratify the expectations of the people. James Warren, writing to John Adams, September 7th, 1777. The wind blew cold, steady and strong, striking the New Jersey coast at an oblique angle and sending up a line of breakers miles long. The Continental Brig of War Charlemagne was half a league off the coast, far enough to be beyond the immediate threat of the breaking surf, but close enough for her people to be wary and concerned. The sky was ugly, grey, the colour of boiled meat. The sea was grey as well, taking its mood from the muffled daylight, and covered over its surface with white caps that flashed in long rows, extending seaward to the horizon. The hair was white, pure white. Captain Isaac Biddlecomb leaned closer to the mirror, one hand on the wash basin to steady himself against the roll of the ship, bits of shaving soap still clinging to his chin. There it was, nestled among the long black hairs that swept back along his head and were bound up in a queue. A white hair, a ghostly harbinger of creeping age. He was only 31. It seemed altogether too early for that sort of thing.
"Have you only now noticed that?" Virginia Biddlecomb, his wife of just over a year, sat on the locker aft, her back against the weather side of the great cabin, her feet against the big table, which was in turn lashed to the deck. In that position she held herself motionless against the roll and plunge of the brig, as casual as if she were sitting on her porch. Virginia was entirely at home on shipboard. Biddlecomb turned and met her eyes. Her look was mischievous, teasing. In her lap, a great bundle of cloth and lace, and in the centre of that, two-month-old Jack Biddlecomb. All that Isaac could see of his only child was a tuft of dark hair, a pink cheek, and a tiny ear as the baby took his breakfast at Virginia's breast. The sight no longer made Isaac uncomfortable, and he congratulated himself on that. "Yes, it is the first I have seen of it," Isaac replied, "though the great wonder is that I am not entirely grey with all I carry on my shoulders, ship captain, husband, father." Virginia gave him a pouty expression.
"Surely your family is not a burden to you? I should think we would be a great comfort to you in your time of trouble."
"You are, my dearest. You are always a comfort to me.
And you, sir, I pray, are a better sailor than you are a liar, or we shall never see Philadelphia."